Senate President Bill Galvano and House Speaker Jose Oliva have voiced concerns about the impact an E-Verify requirement could have on Florida businesses. But Oliva says all of the governor's priorities are getting serious consideration. He says there's nothing unusual about the pace of the House's E-Verify bill.
Everyone's priorities right now seem to be in play, but they're kind of just trudging along. I think we would all like to see the things that we care about deeply moving along at a faster rate. But I can tell you we're all committed to being here until we can get the things we came here to do done. And those things are in play. The governor's things are in play.
Oliva says he thinks the House bill will help the governor achieve his goals without hampering business owners.
We want to make sure that Florida businesses can be helpful in what we're trying to do as a state, but do not have an imposition over them that is so great that it now begins to disrupt their businesses. They've operated in the regulatory environment that they're in now, and anytime that you're going to make a strong change to something like that, you got to make sure that you do it in a way that can properly be absorbed while still accomplishing what I think the governor has said many times he wants to be able to accomplish, is make sure he knows what the people that are working here legally.
And the House measure could be a good compromise, according to Senate President Bill Galvano. He talked with reporters about the measure earlier this month.
At the heart of my caution is the additional burden on private entities. I've not read the bill, but I understand that it's more of a move to try to limit to government entities and things of that nature. It may be something that could help us find a middle ground. I'm not prepared to say that yet, but we'll look at it.
Neptune Beach Republican Representative Cord Byrd is sponsoring the House measure.
Floridians shouldn't have their wages depressed by cheap, illegal foreign labor. Assuring a legal workforce through this verification system promotes fair competition, protects taxpayers, places upward pressure on the wages of Floridians, and promotes the rule of law.
The measure would require public employers, like state agencies and local governments, and their contractors, to check the status of new workers using the federal government's E-Verify database. Private businesses would be exempt from the requirement unless they receive money from the state through economic incentive programs under contracts signed after the bill goes into effect. They would still have to check the status of employees using I-9 forms under a process that's currently part of federal law. Some Democrats are decrying the plan. Democratic Representative Al Jaquette says he has concerns with what he sees as politically motivated legislation.
Legislation that may be politically postured has real consequences on real lives, real dollars that affects our economy.
Meanwhile, a bill in the Senate has been moving forward. It's been amended to provide a phase-in and exemptions for some private employers. It also allows employers to use a verification system other than E-Verify if employers swear under penalty of perjury the systems are, quote, substantially equivalent. It's a change that frustrated the bill's sponsor, Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee.
This essentially is taking us back to the honor system, which I'm not terribly happy with, honestly, but, in the spirit of compromise and an effort to keep this bill moving and get us to a place where we can have some true serious negotiations on a landing spot, I've agreed to accept this amendment.
Lee later told reporters if the bill passes as is, he would ask the governor to veto the measure. It's scheduled for a final committee discussion Monday. I'm Regan McCarthy.